Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Here we go. It is hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up in our final hour on the show, yeah, we're going to talk NFL with Greg Allman, who covers pro football for Fox Sports. In 20 minutes, we're going to look at both games from last night on Monday Night Football. Bucks in Motown, Texans in Seattle. Plus, it is opening night in the NBA. We'll also give you our best bets and chat with the doctor. That comes your way in 40 minutes. Welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you want to stream with us, it's easy to do. Just go to BallySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app will hook you up as well. And we are also streaming our final hour on X. Let's bring him in and get right to it. Greg Allman, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports. Greg, thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. And let's start with what we saw last night. How big of a statement was that from the Lions, particularly defensively?
Yeah, defensively, I thought, especially their secondary. I mean, I think the big talk going into the game was you know, being down basically all five starters in their secondary. And for them to not only hold up, but really take away the deep ball from the Bucs, I thought was impressive. Spoke a lot about Kelvin Shepherd, their DC. And obviously the pressure up front was a given. But no, they looked strong. They did exactly what they needed to kind of cover their vulnerabilities, their weaknesses there.
So what's the takeaway for the Tampa Bay Bucs here? Because it had been a Bucs team that was kind of riding high coming into this game. And from a betting standpoint, we saw, the Bucs are hitting six. What's going on here? But it just feels like in the NFL, eventually there's a game where a team kind of falls flat. Or do you think that there are larger issues at play when it comes to the Bucs moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is definitely Mike Evans breaking his collarbone, breaking his clavicle. I mean, for him to be out probably 2 months, they've had their share of injuries already, especially at receiver. And that one stinks for fans, especially just because Mike had that streak of 1,000 yards receiving in 11 straight years. And this is kind of the first time you can now say that that's coming to an end. Haason Reddick might be injured as well. We don't know that yet. We'll hear from Todd Bowles here within the hour. But no, this is one of those where, I mean, I had thought, you know, you look at the power rankings, this was like one versus two. On the road for the Bucs, you have to think is one of their toughest games of the year. Then they still go to Buffalo, they'll go to the Rams. But this was a tough one. I didn't think there was a game the Bucs would win, but did think it was one of the way they would hold things better. I mean, I think Mayfield had easily his worst game of the season. You know, they had been so steady on offense. I think they'd scored 20 points or more in 20 straight games. I mean, long stretch in the NFL. And that definitely ended as well. I mean, 9 points, a lot of third down issues, a lot of fourth down issues. But again, Detroit's a really good team and played well under the circumstances against the Bucs.
Greg, I can't figure out the Eagles this season. So I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're just kind of skating by on talent. They don't feel like they like each other very much. Did they get right last week?
It sure seems like it. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I mean, it's one of those where Jalen Hurts, best thing you could say about Jalen Hurts in the first, whatever, 6 weeks was that he wasn't making mistakes, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he comes out, and as much as they had not done well with downfield passing and all, comes out with a perfect passer rating and throws for whatever, 320. We do a best of the week team at Fox, and it's like, I mean, we had Devonta Smith on there and really could have made a case to have A.J. Brown as the second receiver. But he had 120 on four catches and a touchdown. So, yeah, they clicked in a way they haven't clicked. Obviously, they've had Dallas Goedert's kind of been their go-to touchdown guy. What stands out to me is that they're doing what they've done to this point without Saquon Barkley looking anything like the guy he was last year. Barely getting 3 yards a carry, just not the presence that I think some of that you can ascribe to offensive line injuries, them not being the same there. But yeah, from a passing standpoint, again, new offensive coordinator there, they're all kind of running the same offense, but definitely hadn't shown the kind of downfield presence they definitely had against the Vikings there.
Right, and speaking of juggernauts in the NFL, the Chiefs once again look like the cream of the crop. They are now the favorites to win the Super Bowl after a drubbing of the Las Vegas Raiders. So do you think this team is fully back to the offensive output that we kind of expected with Rashee Rice back in the fold?
Yeah, I mean, getting Rice helps. I mean, they you know, went a while there without their best options, not just Rice. They were missing other parts. Mm-hmm. So to get him back and to see him as involved as he was is encouraging. I mean, it's one of those where I think even their losses, you know, coming out of the gate with a slow first month, you still saw Mahomes as like a top three guy in the MVP board. And again, you're seeing why. They're coming back. You know, they're really not at full strength yet. They're still kind of getting there. So I think you'll see they'll have a chance to, you know, that AFC hierarchy, you know, obviously with what we thought going into the year, you know, Ravens, we would have thought was right there. They're not a factor. Buffalo is certainly still right there. You know, I think Indy is probably the surprise of the group, and they're going to have to, you know, still validate what they're doing by beating good teams. So no, the Chiefs, it's kind of like they were lurking, and even when they weren't winning or playing well, you still kind of knew where they were and knew they'd be lurking. And it's like to think of them in the playoffs as a four seed or something isn't something we're used to, because sure, so much of their playoff success has been in home games. So it'll be fun to see where that changes and when they get back to being a top seed in the AFC, or are just dangerous, you know, at 11-6 or something when this is done.
We're talking with Greg Allman, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports. Has also covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since 2013 as well. Greg, I know we didn't expect amazing things from the Jets this season, but how have things gone so wrong for Aaron Glenn where already this looks like a real mismatch?
Yeah, it's one of those where, you know, they're not even being close right now. So they're winless, yeah, and you don't know. I think they've got a couple of winnable games. It's hard to say winnable that seriously with the Jets right now, but a couple of games they could end that streak with coming up. I think the you definitely have seen that, like, the culture hasn't kicked in yet. You know, I think so much of Detroit was culture, and so much of that defense from Aaron Glenn was. And I think that's kind of stayed with Detroit right now. He hasn't been able to bring that to new personnel with the Jets. Definitely haven't seen the takeaways you expect from an Aaron Glenn defense. Offensively, you know, they've made a change at quarterback, not really sure who their starter is. Had made a decent commitment to Justin Fields in terms of $30 million guaranteed. That's not anything you can't overcome by bad quarterback economy standards these days. But no, they're just, I mean, I think what they've stood out to me most as is just kind of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Being lackluster, just being a team that you don't know what they are, who they are. It's surprising. I don't know that I saw them as competing or contending in the AFC East this year, but certainly had thought they'd kind of be a run-of-the-mill 2-5 right now, not 0-7.
Greg, since you have a history covering the Bucks, I wanted to ask you what Baker Mayfield has brought to this franchise, because it is not easy following the footsteps of Tom Brady. And obviously, Baker is probably not going to fill those shoes, you know, at the same rate. But still, it feels like he has brought a swagger back to the Bucks. And we know that, you know, last night was not his best showing. But, like, what has he done for this locker room?
Oh, it's definitely his team. I mean, this, and I would have said this a year ago as well. But, I mean, to think about, like you said, it takes a confident person to take over a team from Tom Brady. Baker's never lacked for confidence. I think what he's done best this year is just lowered his turnovers. You know, last year had this prolific season where he throws for whatever, 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, but also 16 picks, which tied to the NFL lead. And even now with a pick last night, he has two, 7 games in. So just a real good progress that way in terms of limiting his mistakes. And that's with, again, multiple games without Mike Evans, multiple games without Chris Godwin, without Jalen McMillan. He's been shorthanded. And it's kind of like it doesn't matter who he's throwing to some extent. You know, their first 4 wins were all last-minute, literally last-minute wins. So his, I think swagger is a really good word that you use there. His confidence, I think this team has that Brady-like feel when he gets the ball late because they believe in him and his ability to pull things out, even when they're shorthanded, they're on the road, they're facing tough situations. So I don't know if he'll sustain it for the whole year. But right now, I mean, up until last night, people were justified in talking about him as a top 3 MVP candidate. You come out and put a 9 on the scoreboard in primetime, that changes that a little bit. But I think he's handled things very well this year.
So, Greg, assuming that Mike Evans doesn't come back, and it looks like he probably won't, or if he does, it'll be the very end of the year. One thing we have seen from Baker is that he tends to elevate everyone around him. What is the ceiling for this Bucks team? And we sort of discount last night because you don't want to use a 1-game sample size. What have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where, you know, for them to be 5-2 right now, their schedule gets a good deal easier. I mean, they have the Saints on a short week this week. That's an easy one. Then they have their bye. And then it's 3 tough games. I mean, they've got 3 tough ones there. But for the most part, I think they finished the season with Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers. I think this is a team that will still compete for a seed in the NFC. They've got a good lead in the NFC South. As long as they take care of Atlanta in the rematch on a Thursday in December, I think they're probably okay there. They definitely have their eyes on more than a division title. I think they're looking to be in a position to get beyond 10, 11, 12 wins, get a good seed in the NFC. Their success the last couple of years, I think they feel like winning the South 4 years in a row is a huge accomplishment. But the last 3 years, they've won playoff win. So, I mean, I think that's something they need to change. And I think where they determine the success of this year will be in how far they go in the playoffs in January. Everybody keeps talking about if they get healthy. I don't know that they're going to get fully healthy. But again, it's reasonable to think that Mike Evans could be back and healthy for a playoff run. Chris Godwin could be back. Bucky Irving could be back. They're doing what they're doing without a lot of their best pieces on offense. So I think there's still the hope that if they can get themselves healthy, they can be a much better team than even what they've been in this 5-2 start.
It does feel like nobody ever wants to give the Bucks a lot of credit. And I don't know if it's because they're a mid-market team, if because they're in Tampa or whatever, but let me ask you to zoom out in the NFL. And is there another team that kind of fits that bill? Like, we're a betting show because we always look for, like, what team can we buy low on? Because it's October. We still have plenty of season left. Like, there's some teams like the Patriots you can get at 35-1 to win the Super Bowl. There are teams like the Colts who I feel like people still need to see more from them. What's a team you're buying low on right now?
Yeah, Patriots is not a bad call to see what they've been able to do, kind of get, you know, winning against the Bills. You know, Drake May is definitely elevated where he's been. I don't know if I still think of them as a team that wins multiple playoff games, but they're definitely better than whatever the line was for their success in August. You know, Colts absolutely are a team like that. You know, Jonathan Taylor, low-key, 10 touchdowns, leading the NFL in rushing yards. You know, Daniel Jones kind of just quietly getting it done. Colts are definitely the team right now. You'd probably see, I'm sure their line has already shifted quite a bit from where it was, but every win they have kind of validates things. I think they're number one in the league in point differential. So there's a little bit of actual winning with dominance as opposed to some of these teams that are, you got teams in the league that are like 5-2 and have negative point differentials, you know? So I think what they've done to assert themselves and win the way they've won has been impressive to me. On the NFC side, I don't know who, in terms of talking about Super Bowl contenders, you point to next. I mean, the West is so hard to unravel because you have three teams now with the Niners, the Rams, and the Seahawks that are all at 5-2, all playing well. You saw Seattle again last night. Seattle was really impressive when you watch them. I don't know if it translates to January success, postseason success, but they're a really impressive team on both sides of the ball, and you can see things kind of coming together for Mike McDonald in his second season there.
You can check him out covering the NFL for Fox Sports. He's also covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since 2013. It is our friend Greg Allman. Greg, always love hearing your perspective, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. What do you think, Chelsea? I mean, I think it's a good idea buying low on the Patriots. Man, I was wrong about the Patriots. I thought they were going to be terrible this year, but Mike Vrabel has them pointed in the right direction.
Duh. What a dagger, Jenks, to go from like Mike Vrabel as our coach of the Titans to watching him succeed elsewhere. Isn't this like the true definition of love? If you still root for somebody to be happy somewhere else, well, then maybe I don't love him because I'm not rooting for him. Like, if they win a Super Bowl, that's going to be like the ultimate dagger. But here's the thing. It's not just Mike Vrabel. It's the talent they have on that team and what we've seen from Drake May. And maybe that's going to be the sabotage factor as well, because as well as Drake May is still playing, he is still a very young quarterback. And I think this is where my questions start when it comes to the postseason, because there is a difference between winning a lot of regular season games and having it in the postseason. Like, I think that's the questions people have about like the Seahawks and Sam Darnold and like the Colts and Daniel Jones. Are these quarterbacks you want to trust in the postseason? Because it does feel like a different conversation.
Yeah, until proven otherwise, as big as I am on these guys and what they've done and how impressive they've been in rejuvenating their careers, ultimately, you do have to do it in the postseason. So that is a fair question. Coming up next, we'll look back at what we saw in Motown last night, what we saw in Seattle, and it's Chelsea's favorite time of year. It's opening night in the National Basketball Association. You got to bet on it. That's the only thing on the card tonight. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip, and it is here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.